Recently, President Trump called for a federal commitment to the nation's infrastructure. How in need of attention is this in New Jersey? Well, according to a new report, my next guest is here to share. The state's infrastructure is in dire need of repair and improvement. This report is an annual study of America's highways by the Reason Foundation. Joining us now with the results is their Assistant Director of Transportation Policy, Baruch Feigenbaum. How are you today, sir?
Well, I'm pretty good, and thanks very much for having me on.
And you can find this report over at reason.org, over at our website. Of course, we have a link to their page as well as a direct link to the report where the New Jersey tradition continues. Yep, a study comes out, and we're at the bottom. Seems to be a trend in Forest State, Baruch. But as far as infrastructure and highways, what are some of the key negatives for New Jersey in this report?
Sure. So that's a good question, and unfortunately, there are a lot of key negatives. So the biggest one would be the amount that New Jersey spends per mile on its roadways. And there's really no good news here because New Jersey is at the bottom or near the bottom in every category. So when we talk about total disbursements, that's the amount of total spending, New Jersey ranks last. And when we talk about capital and bridge disbursements, that's the amount spent building new roadways, new lane miles, new bridges, New Jersey also ranks last. And when we talk about maintenance in terms of keeping roads in good condition, refilling potholes, things of that, New Jersey also ranks last. And then New Jersey is in the bottom five for administrative costs, which is mostly staffing and some other projects that span multiple years, some other things.
I guess for any driver in the state who measures the lifespan of their suspension system with a stopwatch, that comes as no surprise, quite frankly.
Right. And I should say, oftentimes we'll see states that spend a good amount of money on their roadways. And, of course, there's really not an excuse, we think, for spending this much. But if a state does spend this much, we would expect really good quality pavement and a really good ride. And unfortunately, that's not what we see. In terms of the actual pavement quality, New Jersey also ranks towards the bottom. And we measure the urban interstate pavement condition, so freeways in urban areas, rural interstate pavement condition, not that much of that in New Jersey, but a little bit. And then we also measure rural arterials, which are basically your two-lane or four-lane roads in rural areas. And again, New Jersey ranks near the bottom in every one of these categories, which is problematic.
Especially, too, with the recently announced initiative for infrastructure and repair and improvement, it's going to be a co-op effort between federal funds and what states spend. I believe it's going to be every $1 a state spends will equal $6.50 in federal funding, or combined federal and private activity funding. And for a state like New Jersey, which is spending so little, the opportunity for improvement to at least what the plan is in the current state of affairs does not sound very positive.
Yeah, it's problematic for that reason. It's also problematic because the Trump administration has indicated they're going to look for states that are efficient and doing things in creative ways. And New Jersey historically has not been one of those states. So it can be things such as tolling. Now, New Jersey does have some toll roads, so that works in its favor. But the Trump administration is also looking for public-private partnerships, something that has not traditionally been welcomed in the state. And they're looking for new and innovative ideas. And I can't say there's been much of that in New Jersey in the last 20 years either.
The one statistic here says the 42% of the state's bridges are classified as deficient. And recently had a major reconstruction in northeast New Jersey that took in excess of 10 years to complete because of regulations, obtaining permits, contracts, and the list goes on. If that system was more streamlined, which again is a goal of the administration's infrastructure plan, is that deficiency number a number that could go down rapidly?
Well, I think it certainly has potential to. I mean, as you noted, New Jersey ranks 42nd or 9th worst in deficient bridges, which is, I don't want to say one of its better rankings, but at least better than ranking last or next to last. And there are a lot of rules that really don't do anything for the environment, but are just just used often by opposition to slow down projects they don't want, that the Trump administration is interested in streamlining. And if they can, it will certainly allow New Jersey to build bridges more quickly. Obviously, when you rank 42nd, there's a number of bridges that you've got to fix. So it should help bring the problem down slowly over time, but it's not going to be a cure-all.
Talking with Baruch Feigenbaum, who is the Assistant Director of Transportation Policy with Reason Foundation, reason.org. Is their website. They do an annual study of America's highways, and we're reviewing the results for New Jersey. We're going to branch out for a couple of moments here, too, with the full report, which we've linked to over at our website as well. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. But before we get out of New Jersey, I do have to mention that as far as the fatality rate per 100 million vehicles and miles of travel, that was where at least New Jersey did have a positive number.
Right, and to be fair, we do want to mention some positive rankings because New Jersey does have two very positive rankings, and those are good. Those are certainly things the state wants to maintain. The first is the fatality rate, which, as you noted, is fourth lowest. So that's great, especially because we've seen the fatality rate increasing as miles driven increases across the country. And the other one was narrow rural arterial lanes. New Jersey is actually best. It does not have any rural lanes that are less than 12 feet wide. That's also important for safety because the wider roads tend to lead to fewer accidents and fewer fatalities. So pretty good in safety. That low ranking in deficient bridges is a problem. But it's good to see that New Jersey has those good rankings in safety. If it could bring up its disbursement and its quality of roads even a little bit, that would really help New Jersey increase its ranking.
And just before we closed, I did want to give a note to the top 10 as far as the ratings are concerned. And going from number 10 to number 1 is Utah, Missouri, Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, South Carolina, Nebraska, South Dakota, Kansas, North Dakota. Those are all, I guess, light as far as population, with the exception of maybe South Carolina. Is there any one thing that those states have in common that the states who are at the other end of the list can take a look at and say, that's a lead we need to follow?
Yeah, it's a good question. You're right in terms of the fact that they do tend to be generally a little lighter in population. And so we always like to say to start off with that a state like New Jersey, we're not necessarily expecting it to be in the top 10, but it should be achievable to be, say, 25th. So I do want to say we understand there are differences in states, and that might not be achievable. I think the thing that they do two things very well. Number one, they prioritize maintenance of their roadway system over new capacity. We found states that prioritize maintenance tend to get much better grades on this because really the most important thing for a state DOT to do is maintain its roads. And I think New Jersey DOT knows that. I think the issue there has a lot to do with politics and less to do with the engineering going on. The second thing that we see is the states that rank really highly tend to have a very good ability to keep costs under control in at least some of the disbursement categories. So another state, for example, that's pretty populated that didn't rank as well but still ranked fairly highly was Georgia, which is eighth largest in terms of population. And one of the things Georgia is able to do is they're able to keep their maintenance and their capital disbursements really low. They still spend quite a bit on administrative disbursements, but if you can even get your in maintenance or capital glow, that really helps you. And again, that also comes back to maintaining the roads. So good maintenance on the roads and lowering disbursements are the two best tickets.
You can see the full report as well as state-by-state summaries at reason.org. That's the website for the Reason Foundation. We've been joined by their Assistant Director of Transportation Policy, Baruch Feigenbaum. Baruch, thanks for being here today.
Great. Thank you.